This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. With the number of measles cases on the rise in nearby states, the State Health Department is sending out reminder texts and emails about the MMR vaccine. They'll go to parents and guardians of more than 60,000 kids between the ages of 4 and 6 years old, whose records in a state database show they may be overdue. So far, there have been 223 measles cases in Texas, 33 in New Mexico. The recent death of a Columbine High School shooting victim has been ruled a homicide. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The autopsy says Anne-Marie Hochhalter died from sepsis last month. The significant contributing factors were complications from paraplegia due to two gunshot wounds from the Columbine shooting more than 25 years ago. Hochhalter was partially paralyzed after two students opened fire on the Littleton High School in 1999. 13 people died and 22 were injured. Hochhalter is best known for extending forgiveness to the shooters through a letter she wrote to one of their mothers. Anne Marie Hochhalter was 43 years old. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Denver police cited four drivers for street racing over the first 2 weeks in March during a targeted operation. The drivers ranged in age from a juvenile teen boy to a 20-year-old woman. Some were stopped for racing, others for speed exhibition. It's a dangerous driving offense that police can cite you with for accelerating or driving fast in an attempt to impress others. This is CPR News in KRCC.